25.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
I'm the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney at CRN, and she will put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat, and Lick and Lap by VitaCraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that your cats will love. It's free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, and you can find it at VitaCraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Also, don't forget Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. If you enter the promo code of PETS, you'll get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com, at goodpetsfoods.com. But once again, this is Talkin' Pets. We are live, and we want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. This is Talkin' Pets.
Sniffing and licking my feet.
Can't help but put a smile on my face. What's my use? Oh, it's always the case.
Guess what makes me so happy? I love dogs and dogs love me.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. The lines are open. Let's talk about your pets at 818-818-6401. So pick up the phone and give us a call. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
So the number, 818-818-6401. So pick the phone up, give us a call, and let's talk about your pets. But by the way, it is the weekend, and, you know, if you're going to the movies this weekend, you may want to check out these top five movies as of last week.
What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck. Stuck in the swamp of sadness and my shoes are all tight. Always waiting till my seat moves time. time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to stay.
We're going to the movie.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five as of last week. Believe it or not, Disney hit a home run again.
They didn't
do well with Snow White, but Lilo and Stitch, still number one at the box office. And in 2 weeks, this movie has made over $300 million domestically.
Wow.
So figure out all around the world, bring all that in, this movie's making a ton of money. And it is a cool, fun movie.
It'll be the first film of 2025 to break a billion, is what's predicted.
Really? Mm-hmm.
That's predicted.
Yeah, I see it happening. It's already at 300
million. Worldwide.
Right.
1 billion. It should be the first one in 2025.
It doesn't look like it's like putting a stop on it, because in 2 weeks to make $300 million is pretty good.
They really needed it after that Snow White movie.
Yeah, no, I agree. Mission Impossible, which has not made it in the top one spot because of Lilo and Stitch, has made $134 million in 2 weeks. It's a good movie. It's long. But I actually tended to like the other one, the last one, better than this one. But it was still a great movie.
Lilo and Stitch is going to be number one because it's summer. It's the perfect movie to go watch with your kids.
Yeah, 100%.
And perfect summer movie.
But it's fun, though.
Good timing for them to release it.
Perfect timing.
But it's not just a kid movie, though. I mean, as an adult, you're going to laugh and you're going to enjoy it just as much.
Well, yeah, because most of the adults at this point have seen the original.
Yeah. Karate Kid Legends. I didn't get to see that one, but it's made $27 million in its opening week. And that's not too bad, actually. To bring that movie back, the franchise, and to make $27 million on its first week is pretty good. But it can't compete with Mission Impossible or Lilo and Stitch by far. Final Destination Bloodlines, $117 million in 3 weeks. And Bring Her Back made $11 million in its opening week, which, you know, for a horror film, I guess it's okay. But I didn't get to see that one either. But I did screen some movies. I actually screened one movie, and it was Ballerina from the world of John Wick. Ballerina, I gave it 4 out of 4. If you're a John Wick fan, who is also in this movie, the character, you will love this movie because it is action from beginning to end. It never stops. And she, not a he, she can truly kick butt. So Lionsgate put it out, and it's a great movie. But I did get to watch from home last night a movie I wanted to see since it came out, called Sinners, and it's with Michael B. Jordan, and boy, he's come a long way in his career, and no wonder why this movie has made a ton of money in the box office. It's still like number 6 out there in the box office, and it made $270 million in 7 weeks, which is quite impressive, and the movie's really good, and it's bizarre how they tie in vampires. And, you know, if you didn't know it, which by now everybody knows.
Way to spoil it, John.
Oh, everybody knows it's in there. But
who's everybody?
You guys didn't know that?
I don't even know what the movie is about.
Oh, it's like a horror movie, isn't it?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, kind of.
I heard it was really good. I don't know what it's about at all.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. And I have to say, I mean, Michael B. Jordan playing Michael B. Jordan is pretty interesting to see his twin. And he does quite well with the whole thing, but, you know, however they film it. But pretty fascinating movie. And I love horror films, and having vampires in it was pretty wild.
We just watched one on Netflix called Barbarians.
Oh, that was good.
It was weird. It was really weird.
Really? Yeah. I thought it was good. But, I mean,
it was weird. It was good. It was just really weird. It has Pennywise in it, the dude that plays the new Pennywise.
You know, with the movies that I mentioned, like Lilo and Stitch had animals in it, and whatever you want to call, you know, Stitch. I don't know what kind of animal that is.
He's a dog.
Is he?
That's what he's supposed to. I mean, that's what he's pretending to be.
Well, that's what he pretends to be, because he's on Earth. But
yeah, he looks like a little dog.
And they do have dogs in the rescue there, so there is that. I don't remember any animals. Oh, there were some dogs, actually, in Mission Impossible. I didn't see Karate Kid, Final Destination. Not that I recall any animals, thankfully, because they would have probably been killed. But Bring Her Back, I didn't see that one either. But I like when animals are used in films, but I like when they do a good message. Like, a bad message in my book is when they have drug dealers or something like that in a movie, And then they have to bring the dog in. And what is the dog every single time?
A Rottweiler.
Or a pit bull.
A pit bull, yeah.
Or the pointy-eared ones that are really Doberman? Skinny. Doberman.
Those
are another ones that they use as guard dogs.
Yeah, it's like stereotyped. You know, but then again, you're not going to have this, you know, man-eating chihuahua.
I was going to say, could you imagine if you had the drug dealer and a wiener dog comes out? It's like, bark, bark, bark,
hey, hey, I think way more vicious.
I think it would be funny. Yeah, and they can be. Chihuahuas, they have a big attitude, you know, for a small dog. But we're open to your calls and questions. We're also going to play the liar game this hour. So if you could tell us who's telling a lie with their animal fact, you can win a prize. So stay tuned for that. But once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Lexi Adams.
And this is one of the songs from Ballerina. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets. sunsets every night. Golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com. The Ka'anapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
A new national study from Synchrony revealed nearly 80% of U.S. pet owners continue to underestimate the lifetime cost of caring for their animals, despite growing financial pressure and increasing investment in pet health and wellness. The 2025 Pet Lifetime of Care study conducted by Synchrony Care Credit surveyed nearly 5,000 pet owners and found raising lifetime expenses for dogs, cats, and for the first time, small companion animals such as rabbits, guinea pigs, and hamsters. According to the study, the lifetime care for a dog now range from $22,000 to $60,000, which is an increase of more than 11% from 2022. Cat care has seen an even sharper rise of 19.4%, with lifetime cost ranging from $20,000 to $47,000. Small animals newly included in the survey are estimated to cost $7,000 to $14,000 over a typical six-year lifespan, yet most owners expect to spend less than $3,000. Financial strain is also increasing. Almost half of pet owners now say unexpected expenses cause significant worry, up from one-third in 2022, and 74% report facing surprise bills more than $250. Yet only 31% of all pet owners feel prepared to handle a major pet-related cost. May turn to credit. 58% have used a credit card for veterinary expenses, while just 20% have decided savings or insurance. For dog owners, technology and preventative care are pushing costs higher. Annual spending on wellness plans has risen to $700 and in insurance to $300, though both still trail the $750 national average premium reported by the North American Pet Health Institute Association, or NAPHIA. NAPHIA. Cat owners are also spending more with 2025 estimates for tech-related care now between $350 and $480 per year, reflecting a growing adoption of smart feeders, litter boxes, and telehealth. The study also reflects shifts in pet demographics. Cat ownership is on the rise, now found in 37% of U.S. households, up from 30% last year. However, awareness of true cost has not kept pace. Cat owners still estimate lifetime care at under $6,000, far short of the study's $20,000 minimum. Jesus. The study aims to bridge the gap in awareness by helping pet owners better understand and plan for the financial realities of long-term pet care amid rising costs and evolving expectations of what it means to be a responsible pet parent. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Our pets love us every day. They bring us joy in many ways. We feed them, play, and pet them too. It's how we tell them, I love you. When pets say woof, woof, meow, meow, squeak, do they need to play, be pet, or eat? We could give
It's a catchy tune.
That's so cute.
So
it's Coco Melon.
It's pretty amazing that the amount of money that we spend on our pets every year. But you know what the weird part is like, even when Lexi was talking about all the money that goes into, you know, taking care of our pets, you don't really think about it. Unless it's like one big
chunk
of at one time. Then it's like mind-boggling, like, oh, you know, in the poorhouse. But like, you know, when you buy them food or toys, you don't really think about it that often because you love them so much and you want to see them happy and take care of them and feed them and everything. So, you know, yeah, that money is not a major issue. But
when people say, oh, I don't think I could afford to have a pet, I'm like, yeah, it's expensive.
Obviously, based on what Lexi was saying in that story, yeah. I mean, when you look at the numbers, it is.
And then look at the people who have, like, 6 dogs.
Yeah, or 3 cats and 2 parrots, a bunch of chickens. You know, it's funny because I went to the...
Not according to this, they're not.
Dogs are not.
Oh, no, just kidding. They are. I've read that wrong. Yep, dogs are way more expensive.
Yeah, but it was like... When I went to the store the other day, to a tractor store, and I was looking at the chicks, and I was going to get 4 more chickens. And
then, do you have room for 4 more?
Yeah, but... Oh. And then I was looking at them going, do I need that expense?
How many do you have right now?
7. I had 6. And,
okay.
And one wandered in my yard and stayed, so she's part of the flock now.
Wait, another one wandered?
No, that was Christmas.
Got it.
She showed up on Christmas. And ironically, one of my older chickens died, and then this bantam chicken...
She came in the yard and was like, hey, I heard you feed chickens over here.
I don't know. I mean, either that, or maybe it was the spirit of the chicken that just passed. So one died, and one showed up in the yard. And she just wandered around my yard for, like, 3 days. I figured she'd go back to where she came from. But then she started wandering out towards the road, and I'm like, you're going to be a dead chicken if you don't, like... So then finally...
Did they pick on her when you brought her in?
Most of the times chickens will. I mean, you kind of got to introduce them slowly, just like you're going to do it with like dogs or cats to introduce. Kind of the same way. You kind of got to block them off. But I think one thing that worked, and I thought it was kind of ironic, is that when, I call her Christmas, is when this chicken wandered in, I let her go in the back gate to the backyard where I have the chicken coop, and I had my chickens out. So she just kind of wandered in between them. Like, it was nothing.
Like she belonged here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they didn't seem to care. They were all out doing their thing, and then they all went in, and she went with them, and it seemed pretty good. Now, I will say, because she is a runt, you know, it's a bantam. They're small chickens. They lay small eggs. It's funny to watch a flock of chickens and who is the kind of the alpha chicken.
Your loudmouth chickens the alpha.
And I could see where I call her Big Mama. Her name was Fire, but she's about the size of a turkey now. She's old, but no one messes with Big Mama. You know, she basically says, do this, do that. No one messes with her. But I find the bantam chicken, when she wants to eat something, when I throw, like, scratch in there or whatever, she will hang around Big Mama. And Big Mama will accept her to hang around with her. Because some of the other chickens, it's almost like the ugly daughters to Cinderella story, you know, they pick on Cinderella.
Yeah.
It's kind of that way. There's these 2 chickens in there that just like to beat up on her.
Aww.
But if she's hanging around with Big Mama, they don't mess with her.
Oh, she's protected.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's funny how they know, you know, they know what to do and where to go. But before we go out to a break, we're going to play.
Now we're going to run a few tests. This is a simple lie detector. I'll ask you a few yes or no questions, and you just answer truthfully. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes grown-ups need to lie.
You're a big stupid liar.
You're a bald-faced liar.
Liar! Confess!
All I've ever known to be true is a lie.
Hi, liar!
You are a liar!
Liar!
This is the Liar Game. We haven't played it in a while, but if you can tell us who's telling a lie with their animal fact, John, Jasmine, or Lexi, then you can win a prize. My fact is cows have a memory of about 3 years. Jasmine?
Ducks' feathers are waterproof because a special gland near their head produces oil that spreads and covers the outer coat of their feathers.
And Lexi?
A duck's quack doesn't echo, and we don't know why.
Who's telling a lie, John, Jasmine, or Lexi? Call us 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car?
Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Out of Waco, Texas, a 22-year-old graduate from Baylor University is facing a third-degree felony of cruelty to a non-livestock animal for killing two cats with a pellet gun and throwing their bodies over a utility line in the 1700 block of South 9th Street near Bagby Avenue. The accused, James Barnes, a management graduate and member of Baylor's Kappa Omega Tau fraternity, allegedly shot the cats in the head and then secured a string connected to a shoe around their bodies. The hanging cats were discovered by Sierra Dunlap and her son, who were driving through the intersection on May 20th. The situation was reported to the Waco Animal Control, and an investigation was open. Multiple tips led detectives to James Barnes. The Waco Police Detective's arrest warrant states, two dead cats were found tied with a piece of string with a shoe attached to the end of one of the strings. The cats were removed, and an autopsy revealed that both cats had been shot in the head before being tied to the shoe and thrown over the line. Specifying what happened, after he had killed the cats, he brought them to a house located on the South 9th and he, meaning Barnes, and another person recorded each other repeatedly trying to throw the cats over the lines until they finally were successful. Baylor University wrote in a statement emailed to the Baylor Lariat about the cruel incident, Baylor University is aware that a former Baylor student has turned himself into the Waco Police Department, taking responsibility for a situation the university maintains and and does not reflect Baylor's Christian values. We can confirm the individual graduated on May 17th, and any other questions regarding the individual should be directed to the Waco Police Department. This is truly sadistic, senseless crime that must be punished to the fullest extent of the law. Barnes' third-degree felony charge is punishable by 2 to 10 years in prison and a maximum fine of $10,000. With your support, Animal Victory will fight for the maximum penalty. Please add your name to the petition today at animalvictory.org. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
In Murfreesboro, Tennessee, a pet zebra that escaped in Rutherford County over the weekend has become an internet sensation as the search continues. According to authorities, the zebra got loose on last Saturday, prompting authorities to temporarily close a portion of Interstate 24 near Joe B. Jackson Parkway, where the animal was spotted. Everybody's just getting a hoot out of it here in Murfreesboro, said Stuart Irby, a barber at Woods Viking Barbershop. Several local businesses have embraced the situation by posting memes incorporating a zebra. The zebra's owners continue their search for the beloved pet, as many in the community hope for its safe return. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on our Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Look at the pajamas on that horse.
That's a zebra.
He's quite a sight.
He's quite a sight.
All black and white.
All black and white.
Take a look at those stripes. He's a zebra, zebra, zebra.
That's right.
Don't call him a horse.
Don't call him a horse.
He's different, of course.
He's different,
I'm
of course.
I'm happy to endorse that he's a zebra, zebra, zebra.
Wow.
Zebra.
So did you guys see the videos at all of this zebra? This woman or girl was in the backseat of her parents' car, and I think it was a woman, actually, she looks old enough. But she's in the backseat of the car, and she's looking out the window, and as she looks out, here's this zebra running down alongside the highway. And she's, like, videoing it as it was keeping up with the car. And then it almost fell.
And
then she, like, kind of screamed in the video, and then it kind of cut off there, but this zebra has been all over Murfreesboro. I don't know if they caught it yet. As of yesterday, no.
I hope they caught it.
But it belongs supposedly to somebody in the area, and it's got a tag. I did find out, though, and I think you said, I don't know if you said it in the story or not, but that Tennessee can have all different kinds of animals as long as they get the license to have them, like even giraffes and like things that you would see in zoos. Murfreesboro can have them.
When I lived in Virginia, there were people in my town that had a whole herd of zebra on their farm. The first time we saw it, like we were driving, you know, over to our new property, and we're like, because there's just a herd of zebra, and they also had ostriches, so they had
zebras though. I mean, ostrich, I don't know if you've ever had ostrich, but
I've had an ostrich burger at Fuddruckers.
It's really good.
I didn't like that I tried it, but because they're really cool.
It's very low on fat.
It tastes really gamey. I didn't like it.
I didn't think so. I had it as a steak, and it tasted like a steak to me. That was a very long time ago when I had it.
I think you can have that here, because there's somebody in...
Yeah, they make them.
There's somebody bought... No, not that.
She means
like zebra.
Pets.
Oh, as a pet.
Yeah, because there's somebody that lives near me.
I went right to the chummy.
They live in Hudson, Port Richey area, and it's on this back road, but when you drive by there, they have zebra.
Yeah, if you're licensed in certain areas of the country, certain states, certain cities of the country will allow it, but you do have to be licensed.
It's Pasco County, so I can't, like,
you can't
guarantee
go out.
That
they
they're
could be
licensed.
Illegal.
Yeah, they're all I know, they stole them from the zoo.
That's nice. Come visit us in Florida, Pasco County. You won't leave, literally.
Have you ever been to Pasco?
818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. But wherever you are in the country, everybody has one of those counties.
Oh, yeah.
That you just don't want to trek through.
We were on the live PD. Pasco County was on live PD for a short period of time until we petitioned to get off of it because it was giving us a bad rap.
Well, hey, 818-818-6401, that's the number to call. You got a question, comment, we'd like to hear it, but...
All right, ladies, let's play ball!
And gentlemen. So, we are in the liar game, and we want you to pick out who's telling a lie with the animal fact. And if you do, you can pick out a prize. We have dog treats from Good Pets Foods. They're supplement treats, and you got a variety pack of three. Also, we have Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, and purr sticks. You can go with that for your cats. We do have if you like frogs, we have a really cool frog pendant and frog earrings.
Oh, that is really cute.
It is. It's adorable. And then we have dog books and cat books from Chicken Soup for the Soul. They're the new ones. We have a collapsible water bowl as well. And from Kayla's Creations, we do have a dog mom or a cat mom keychain. And it's a bracelet made with silly beads, and you could put your keys on it. It's pretty cool. And then she's making those. You could check it out at TalkinPets.com. You can also listen at TalkinPets.com and click Listen Live. But right now, we want you to call and play the game with us. 818-818-6401. Just tell us who is telling a lie, if it's John, Jasmine, or Lexi. And once again, these are our facts. Mine is cows have a memory of about 3 years. Jasmine?
Ducks' feathers are waterproof because a special gland near their head produces oil that spreads and covers the outer coat of the feathers.
And Lexi?
A duck's quack doesn't echo, and we don't know why.
So who's lying with their fact? Is it John, is it Jasmine, or is it Lexi? Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. You'll speak with Sydney. She'll put you on the air with us, and you can be a winner of one of the prizes. 818-818-6401. We also do have from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a CD of his music about reptiles. If you're into reptiles, it's kind of cool. 818-818-6401. Give us a call. Let's play the game. 818-818-6401. So, Jasmine, the dog trainer's in the house, and if you've got a question about your dogs, let us know. So, we were talking earlier in the hour about, you know, the chickens, and when you introduce a chicken to another chicken, is it kind of that way? I had heard with dogs, especially, you want to have like a neutral territory when you introduce them. You don't want to bring a new dog into the territory where the dog is already living, but you want to kind of introduce them on neutral.
It helps to introduce them in a neutral territory, like out on the street, on leash, or take them to a friend or family member's yard so that it's not the resident dog's yard that you're bringing them into. Some dogs don't care whatsoever. But, you know, when you're bringing a new dog in and you don't know their temperament, you just want to make sure that you do things in a way where they won't have problems.
But there are certain breeds that I would say right away that there may be issues. Because, like, dachshunds, they're very stubborn.
Well, but you don't
Chihuahuas?
You don't want to generalize with the breeds like that, because overall, just, you know,
every dog is different.
Yeah. Behavior of dogs, like you
personality
want to,
wise.
Yeah. You want to just make sure that you're generally speaking going about it in the most easy transition.
But even if you think it's going to go well by bringing another dog right into the house when you have an existing dog, you probably shouldn't, though, right? Like, take them, make sure they still meet. Even if you think your dog is cool with it, maybe still introduce them out and about.
Yes. And then, you know, when you bring a new dog in, don't immediately think, oh, they got along fine when I brought this dog in. I'm going to go to work and leave them loose in the house together. You don't know what could
happen. What's going to
happen. So you keep them separated.
Mm-hmm. I've watched The Secret Life of Pets. I know what happens when you go to
the party. Wait, yeah. I didn't see that movie.
Oh, she brings a new dog in from the shelter, and her other dog gets really jealous. Oh. And so, but the new dog starts breaking stuff in the house
to blame it
on the old dog.
Oh, no.
My sister used to do that when we were kids.
Break stuff.
She'd break things in the house and blame it on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all the time. So, and I was the one that got tortured and hit.
Well, you're the youngest, right?
Yep. So.
I don't get it. I don't have any siblings. I'm an only child. It's very weird.
So if something broke, weird. It was automatically your
everything
fault.
Everything is yours.
Yeah, everything. I was a great kid. It's probably why I was so great or whatever, but I have three kids now, and I don't understand their dynamic sometimes. It's confusing to me.
My daughter's the only child, but she grew up with my dog, the pit bull, and she would legitimately look me dead in my eyes and blame the dog for something.
Yes, my kids do that too. My kids will do that too.
Because they don't have another sibling, so they're going to blame it on the pet.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it.
They do it a lot to Addie, which is the youngest sibling, who's about to be five, but she can talk now. And they'll still, like, act like she, like, doesn't understand. Like, both my older ones, who are 9 and 12, act as if she, like, doesn't understand.
She's a baby.
Yeah, she's a baby, but she's not.
Oh, my
God. So we're going to take a break, but we want to hear from you guys. Again, my truth is cows have a memory of about 3 years.
Ducks' feathers are waterproof because a special gland near their head produces oil that spreads and covers the outer coat of the feathers.
A duck's quack doesn't echo, and we don't know why.
So who's telling a lie? Is it the duck's feathers? Is it a cow? Or is it a duck? Which one is lying? 818-818-6401.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. Maine's first comfort dog, a 3-year-old chocolate Labrador retriever, died after being left in a hot car. According to sources, the young dog Baxter was found inside a state vehicle parked at the Bangor Regional Communications Center. Baxter had worked with the Maine Bureau of Emergency Communications since 2022. His job was to provide comfort to employees at the state's 3 regional dispatch centers. In a statement, Maine's Department of Public Safety said, "His calming and cheerful presence will be deeply missed by all those who interacted with him. The department extends its deepest condolences to Baxter's handler and his family, as well as the entire emergency telecommunication team. The temperature was in the mid-80s on the day that Baxter died. An investigation is underway to determine how and why the vehicle's air conditioning system stopped working. Rest easy, Baxter." Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
It's hot and so hot in here. So hot.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call. That's 818-818-6401. Did you think I couldn't be heard? 818-818-6401.
To make the music louder, I turn up the one thing.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But then I try to... You talked quicker than I expected you to talk, so I didn't turn it down fast enough.
Well, the game's on. We want to know who's telling a lie with our fact. Once again, mine is cows have a memory of about 3 years. Jasmine?
Ducks' feathers are waterproof because a special gland near their head produces oil that spreads and covers the outer coat of the feathers.
Lexi?
A duck's quack doesn't echo, and we don't know why.
So who's lying? Who is telling a lie with that fact? You got a 1 out of 3 chance, but in order to win, you got to call. In order to call, you either have to dial or tell your phone, call Talkin' Pets. 818-818-6401. Call us and take a stab at that, and you might be a winner. And you've got a whole bunch of different things to choose from. Plus, you can also win, and I forgot to mention, the book Birds, which is a book about birds, and you get to see how the birds move. It's a how would you call it? A photo...
What did you...
Photacular.
Photacular book.
Particular.
P-H-O-T-I-C-U-L-A-R.
So basically what it is, it's like a 3D-ish kind of thing, but you don't wear glasses. It's pretty cool.
It's like a flip book kind of.
Yeah.
Moves.
So you could pick that as well, one of the other things that I mentioned, but you got to call 818-818-6401. Come on, guys, pick up the phone. Play the game with us. Somebody's telling the lie. It's either John, Jasmine, or Alexi. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So during the time of the summer months around the country, it's hot everywhere. Like everywhere, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And the climate change has really soared up the temperatures. I know here in Florida where we produce the show, it was like 95 today, which that's like summer weather for us, not spring.
Right. Well, it's pretty much summer.
No. August, September is like our hottest months of the year where we usually get temperatures like that. We don't usually get them. We're in the 80s usually at this time of the year. Not in the upper 90s, and the feel like is 110. But everywhere, Vegas and everywhere else, I mean, you know, Tennessee, they're all getting hot temperatures. But a car can go from 80 degrees outside to like 130 degrees inside in a matter of like seconds to minutes. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand at this point of the stage, like, how do people not realize not to leave their
a cop dog, though. They leave their dogs in the car all the time. That's why they're trying to figure out why.
But they had like an automatic, you know, well, they had the air on, but then it turned off. So, I mean, one thing to do is I don't know if cars automatically do turn off on their own
Somebody
if they're left
told
running.
Me that they do. If I can't bring my dog inside of where I'm going, I don't bring her with me.
Right.
But cop dogs do, because it's a canine.
Yeah.
So, because my uncle used to be a canine officer, and he would go to places, and you just leave the car running, and you get out, and you leave the dog in the car.
But the car stopped.
Do you remember that when we were at the... Yeah. We bring it up every time. That was so crazy.
You were where?
We worked at a network, and somebody came with his dog, who was old and, like, decrepit.
It was a bulldog, an old bulldog.
Yeah, and so he didn't bring it inside because we were in this building, so he didn't want to like make the dog uncomfortable because it was like blind and like going deaf and all that. So he left it in the car for it to be comfortable, and someone at that building turned off his vehicle and the dog died.
Not knowing there was a dog in the back seat of the car.
They knew there was a dog.
Why would you go turn somebody's car off?
We have speculations of who we think did it.
Yeah, we kind of tossed it around on who could have turned the car off, but they weren't admitting to it.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
Vindictive. Like just, it was so
I would sue
bad.
Somebody.
It was
Can
so
you sue
bad.
Somebody for that?
I'm sure you could.
But, you know.
You'd have to know and have to have the proof. Like, yeah. It would be pretty, probably.
Even if the temperatures, though, are hot, and you think they're hot, can you imagine what it's like in a car for a dog with all that hair and everything like that? No water to hydrate or anything like
right.
that. And, it could easily die. We're going to go out real quick to Fairview, Oregon, and Jim. Hey, Jim, how you doing? Welcome to Talking Pets.
Okay. I like to guess that the cow doesn't remember people.
So you're going to go with mine, that I'm lying, and mine was the cows have a memory of about 3 years, and you think that I'm telling a lie with that?
Yes.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
Oh, no, that one was really mean.
Well, I was telling the truth, but because we're at the top of the hour, I want you to take a second guess. Do you think Jasmine's lying about the duck feathers, or do you think Lexi's lying about ducks quack and echo? Which one do you think is true? Which one do you think is false?
What was that last one?
Well, give your clues again, Jess.
Okay, so mine
okay,
was...
I'll take the third one.
The duck's quack doesn't echo?
Yes.
So you think that's a lie?
Are you on medication or something?
That you were wrong on that one. The actual person
okay,
that...
Well,
sorry, Jim.
Okay, so the truth is that their feathers are waterproof because of a special gland near their tail, not their head.
Yeah, that produces all of the oil that spreads across the outer feathers of the ducks. So, yep. Sorry, Jim, that was a miss. But thanks for
calling and playing
the game. Appreciate it. That's Jim out there in Fairview, Oregon. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you always at 818-818-6401. But please spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. And do not leave your pets in a car at any time if you can prevent it. Please don't. You never know what could happen. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Lexi Adams.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.